our truly waiting harvest. Whether here in Illinois or there in Ecuador or all around the world, the Lord of the harvest will lead us to that white harvest. We ought to pray for laborers. We ought to rejoice in God's promised presence. Jesus says, "Here am I, go ye." To every one of us that says, "Here am I, send me." We can go out in confidence. He's calling us. We have His presence, His authority. We must go out and be obedient to the Great Commission. Forward in His presence. Forward in practice. Forward in His power. Are you willing to go forward in obedience to the Great Commission? How will you apply the truths that you've heard this week? Maybe there's one here that needs to say, "Here am I. Send me." Maybe the Lord has made it clear what you should do for missions, what you should do for evangelism in your local church. Go forward, church. May the Lord use the preaching of His word. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes, and Pastor will close as he sees fit.
A couple of questions tonight as your heads are bowed and eyes are closed. But are you willing to let God use you in fulfillment of the Great Commission? And let me say in particular, would He let you do that right now, right where you are now, right in the opportunities that God gives you here in this place? Are you willing to do that? And then the follow-on question to that would be, God says to you, God has put a burden on your heart maybe for a particular place at the other side of the world. Are you willing to go? It doesn't matter if you're young or old, but are you willing to let God use you in whatever manner He chooses to? And as heads are bowed and eyes are closed, maybe let me just ask that you respond in this way. You know, if God has in some way spoken to your heart, touched your heart, maybe it's about foreign missions. Maybe it's just about being the kind of witness that we ought to be right in the neighborhoods where He's put us right now. But if God has just really pressed on your heart that maybe there's a need for a step of growth there, and you would say, "Lord, I am willing," would you just slip your hand up and take it back down? You say, "Lord, I'm willing. I believe I need to make some steps here. I'm willing." Amen. Amen. Maybe there's someone here tonight and you would say, "You know, I don't know for sure that my sins are forgiven. I don't know for sure that I have eternal life." Maybe you've been trying to do right, trying to live righteously, and you've not realized that salvation isn't by our works, but it's by what Jesus has done to you. And you would say, I'd like to know for sure that my sins are forgiven. I'd like to know for sure that I have eternal life. God has spoken to you maybe that way this evening. Would you just slip your hand up quietly? No one's looking around. Take it back down. Our Father, we are thankful that you have a specific calling for each one of us. All different things. But you do command each one who is a believer to be witnesses, to go, whether that's to Ecuador or Australia or Cameroon or Brazil, or across the street or around the block. Your command to each of us is that we would go forth and seek to make disciples, seek to share Jesus with people, encourage people to trust in Jesus. Father, we're thankful that you promise to be with us as we do every moment, every step of the way. And Lord, I pray for these who have by uplifted hand indicated a burden and a desire, a willingness to be used in greater measure for your glory, to be more faithful. pray, Father, if there would be maybe one or two under the sound of my voice right now who is sensing your urge to have them go to the foreign field. I pray, Father, that as the devil would seek to cause them to dismiss that thought and put it aside, I pray that they would respond in belief, in obedience, in confidence in you. And Lord, I pray if there would be someone here tonight who has not trusted Jesus and Jesus alone as their Savior from sin, that they would make that need known. That they would listen to the gospel and trust in Jesus and be saved. We ask for your blessing now in these moments of invitation. Pray these things in Jesus' name.